3 killed responding to California brush fire in mid-air helicopter collision. 2 firefighting helicopters collided mid-air late on August 6 while working to extinguish a brush fire in Riverside County, California, killing all 3 personnel on board one of the aircraft, according to authorities. At a news conference early on August 7, CAL FIRE Southern Region Chief David Fulcher said one of the helicopters managed to land safely following the mid-air collision. Unfortunately, the second helicopter crashed and tragically all 3 members perished, Mr. Fulcher said, adding the 3 victims include a CAL FIRE division chief, a captain, and 1 contract client pilot. Although this was a tragic event, we are also thankful today that it wasn't worse, he said. The individuals in the first helicopter were able to land safely without incident and no one else was hurt. Mr. Fulcher did not identify the victims. The crash caused an additional 4-acre fire, which has been extinguished, the fire chief noted. The accident unfolded about an hour after CAL FIRE and Riverside County Fire Department emergency services were dispatched to a structure fire near the intersection of Broadway Street and South Ronda Avenue in the community of Cabazon, Mr. Fulcher said. Shortly after the arrival of the first company, the fire was reported to have extended into the vegetation and a full wildland fire dispatch was initiated, which included fixed-wing and rotary-wing aircraft. The pilot who died in the crash was performing work under contract with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, said Richard Cordova, fire captain and public information officer for CAL FIRE. Mr. Cordova said the helicopter that crashed was a call when needed helicopter, an aircraft the agency utilizes to help with bigger incidents throughout the state, FOX11 reported. We also utilize these helicopters to boost our air program throughout the state, he added. Collision under investigation. The cause of the accident is being investigated by the National Transportation Safety Board, Riverside County Sheriff said in a statement. The agency also noted that all future updates would come from the NTSB. Mr. Fulcher, meanwhile, said Riverside County Fire Chief Bill Weiser has already met with 2 of the families that lost their loved ones and is due to meet with the 3rd. I would like to express our deepest sympathies and sorrow to the family and co-workers of the personnel, Mr. Fulcher said. This was a tragic loss for the fire service community and CAL FIRE and Riverside County Fire Department. We have lost 3 great individuals, he added. 3 fathers, 3 husbands, 3 friends, 3 sons, 3 daughters. Daughters who've lost their fathers, sons who've lost their fathers. We want to tell everyone this sacrifice should not be in vain, we think about them and we'll be there to support them. The Associated Press contributed to this report. From NTD News.